News. I'm Laura Winters. Watching the sun bake. New this Saturday morning, we learn legendary Margaritaville singer Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76. The announcement on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, the message saying he lived his life like a song till the very last breath, and will be missed beyond measure by so many. The two-time Grammy nominee, best known for his song Margaritaville, revealed back in May that he had been hospitalized to address some issues that needed immediate attention. In other news, it's Labor Day weekend, and the Transportation Secretary out with a statement. USA's Tim Berg reports.
If you're traveling by car this Labor Day weekend, you should be seeing slightly lower gas prices compared to last year. Gas prices stand at an average of $3.77 per gallon nationally. That's down 3 cents from last year. And if you're traveling by air, you're not alone. Over 14 million people are expected to pass through the nation's airports this Labor Day weekend through next Wednesday. The TSA is saying around 3 million people are expected to fly Friday. The TSA once again reminding everyone to pack their patients. I'm Tim Berg.
To Detroit now, where the threat of a strike seems more likely as the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, and Detroit's big three carmakers remain at odds. USA's Dave Collins with more.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is not optimistic about the contract talks with the Detroit automakers. Fain said Thursday that the union's goal is not to strike, but to bargain a fair contract, but that they are ready to strike to win economic and social justice. The union says the contract expiration date of September 14th is a hard deadline for a strike.
This is USA News.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
This Saturday, President Biden to Florida to meet with Governor Ron DeSantis today and tour areas severely damaged from the hurricane. DeSantis has been off the campaign trail dealing with the hurricane and its aftermath. The next debate will be hosted by Fox News Business later this month on September 27th at the Reagan Library in California. It will be moderated by Fox News Business host Stuart Varney, Fox's Dana Perino, and Univision's Ilya Calderon. In other news, Mohammed Al-Fayed, the wealthy Egyptian businessman who owned famed department store Harrods in London, has died at the age of 94. He spent years of his life mourning the loss of his son, Dodi Al-Fayed, who was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana. To Detroit now, where the threat of a strike seems more likely as the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, and Detroit's big three carmakers remain at odds with only weeks until their contract deadline, which is September 14th. The new UAW president delivered his economic demands more than 4 weeks ago. Union workers are asking for a 46% wage increase. Ford countered with a 9% bump in pay. Now, 97% of union workers have voted in favor of walking off the job if it comes down to a stalemate in negotiations. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Picked up 40 days of consistency. All over Breeze Car, clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right.